The California recall election will take place on October 7th after all. Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overruled last week's decision by a three-judge panel postponing the election. Within hours of yesterday's ruling, the ACLU, which had brought the legal challenge, said it would not appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The legal roller coaster has finally come to a screeching halt. The appeals court has spoken with one voice and without dissent. There will be no appeal, and the election will happen as scheduled on October 7th. There remains, however, at least the possibility that the election itself could be challenged later as so flawed as to be invalid. For now, though, the die is cast. Less than 24 hours after hearing arguments in the recall case, the Ninth Circuit panel of 11 judges issued a unanimous opinion. The court ruled that postponing the election would cause greater demonstrable harm to the California public than the speculative harm that might occur if significant numbers of votes are not counted by the punch card machines used in the six most populous counties in the state. The court said there is a significant dispute in the record so far as to the degree of the disparity between punch card machines and other machines, and there is no dispute about the fact that hundreds of thousands of people have already cast absentee ballots. Simply put, the court said it is too late to stop the election because it's already begun. Interference with impending elections is extraordinary, said the court. Interference with an election after voting has begun is unprecedented. The court did raise some red flags for the California election, conceding there is a possibility that those who sought postponement may eventually be able to prove that the election disadvantaged minority voters disproportionately because the punch card machines are in heavily minority areas. At this time, however, the court said that possibility is not enough to stop an election. At the same time, though, the court left the door open to the election being invalidated later if it turns out that the fears of a significant miscount in minority areas are realized. Experts say it would take a lot to invalidate an election, but it has been done before, and it's not out of the question. Stanford Law Professor Pam Carlin is a voting rights specialist. She notes that even if significant numbers of minorities do not have their votes counted, that alone would not be enough to invalidate the election if the margin of victory is larger than the number of uncounted votes.
But if the election is very close and you can't tell who would have won, if the election had been conducted properly, then you may have to have a redo.
In California today, though, candidates and election officials are breathing a sigh of relief, hoping that their legal woes will not return after the election, and perhaps muttering Scarlett O'Hara's refrain, "I'll think about that tomorrow." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.